And this news may complicate those talks in Washington or the prime minister's return home. The Associated Press reports a missile strike today in a Pakistan border town killed six people at the home of a suspected militant. Missile attacks from pilotless drone aircraft are the favored weapon of U.S. forces trying to strike the Taliban in Pakistan. But overall, American combat teams and CIA operatives there are very unhappy with how things are going. That's the conclusion of a big lead story in the LA Times yesterday by reporter Greg Miller. Greg, welcome back to Day to Day. You write in your paper that the U.S. counterterrorism effort, quote, has lost momentum and is beset by frustration. What is happening there?
What's happening there is that you have CIA teams in the tribal areas who have been there for several years now trying to get improved intelligence on al-Qaeda networks there and also to pursue bin Laden and his number two. But they're deeply frustrated because of restrictions that are imposed on them by their Pakistani hosts. They have very little ability to maneuver by themselves, and they depend almost entirely on cooperation from Pakistani intelligence operatives who are reluctant to engage on many occasions.
How many CIA operatives and how many military combat teams does the U.S. have in place in Pakistan? We don't have any military bases there. We're not really supposed to have any soldiers there.
Well, the total CIA presence in the country is probably around 200. Of course, nobody is publicly acknowledging or describing these numbers. But two or three years ago, the CIA sent an additional group of about 40 to 50 CIA operatives specifically to work in the tribal areas where al-Qaeda is believed to be. And those CIA operatives are mainly housed on Pakistani military compounds, where they are mainly under the sort of house rules of their hosts.
And what is it that they do from these bases? What are they able to do there?
What they do there is they try to pull together intelligence from other sources. You know, the United States obviously has Predator surveillance planes in the sky, satellites. They have NSA electronic eavesdropping equipment in the region. They also depend on getting intelligence from human sources, largely through cooperation with Pakistan's intelligence service. And these CIA operatives are largely there to try to stitch this information together, to try to get beads on al-Qaeda and their leading operatives there. And then what happens next is you either have predator strikes or, in some cases, operations that are run by the Pakistanis.
But you report in the paper that these operations, they don't ever actually seem to get underway, or they rarely do.
That's right. I spoke with CIA operatives who had recently served in this area, and they said this is a great source of frustration for them. They spend much of their time just trying to convince their Pakistani counterparts to act.
Greg, what kind of response did you get from Pakistani sources when you went to them with this story and said, this is how frustrated your American counterparts are?
Well, the Pakistani government doesn't acknowledge that the United States has covert teams in its country, so it's hard for them to address this head on. The Pakistanis rightfully point out that they have made arrests, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and Rawalpindi several years ago, and their armies have lost thousands of people in the tribal areas. So it's not that the Pakistanis have been completely inactive in this regard. It is just that their objectives do not always coincide with the objectives of the United States and of the CIA in country.
Do you have any sense that the United States could be any closer to tracking down Osama bin Laden?
Most people that I talk to say that the United States hasn't had any significant worthwhile clue on bin Laden's whereabouts in probably 4 to 5 years, that the trail has really run cold. Most people seem to think that he is probably in the tribal areas, but it's been years since the United States has had a significant piece of information on his specific whereabouts.
Greg Miller, staff writer for the Los Angeles Times. Greg, thank you.
Thank you.